Interviewing, this is Pauline the Mayor. This interview is for the Castroville Public Library project. The date is November 21st, 1980.
Mrs.
Mayor, where were
you born? In Idaho, a little years ago.
That's between San Antonio and Divine.
No, it's between Lacoste and McDonald's.
Oh, Lacoste and McDonald's.
Yeah, yes. They called it.
And your maiden name was?
Franger.
Franger.
Yeah.
And when were you born?
In 1884. June the 29th.
June
29th. No, not 84.
85. Is that mistaken?
How old are you, Miss?
86.
86. Do you remember going to your grandparents when you were a little girl?
If I knew something about my grandparents.
Do you remember playing there?
Yeah, my grandfather sprang up, stayed with my parents when he died in 1932.
Do you remember eating any real good food at your grandma's?
Oh, not at my grandma's anymore because I didn't know my grandparents anymore. Just my grandpa friend at the
He lived with you?
Yeah.
Okay. When you were married then, did you use a lot of your mother's recipes?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember all what I had. I had some of her. Coffee cake was my best I liked to make years ago. I always made a lot of coffee cake.
Tell me about your coffee cake.
Well, I used my own recipe. I just used milk and used water with it and then sugar and then I made it up in the heat, you know, then I added lemon juice to it. And then I put them in a pan and let them rise, and then I sprinkled them with sugar and cinnamon. Grated nutmeg in it yet.
That sounds real good.
Yeah.
Did you get this recipe from your mother?
No, I kind of got this myself.
You made it up yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure sounds good.
Yeah.
When you were a little girl, did you live on a farm?
Oh, yeah. I was born on the farm and lived on the farm till I married. And then when I married, I moved on the farm.
So you didn't stay on the farm.
All my life on the farm. That's why I still like it.
Yeah. Well, when you were a little girl and you lived on the farm, did y'all have a lot of chickens?
Oh, yeah, chickens and cows and things.
What did you do with your milk?
Well, we gave it to the pigs.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we gave it to the pigs. What? And we made lots of cream cheese.
Did you skim the cream off?
Yeah, we just skimmed it off. That time we didn't have no separator like they have now, like we did. Yeah.
What all did you make with that cream cheese?
With the cream cheese? Eat it.
Just eat it mostly, huh?
Yeah, we had cream cheese mostly every day.
I think we all did, yeah. Did you make any cookies?
Oh, yes, my mother made lots of cookies. She made, all the time, she made kind of little round balls, you know, and she would soak them in the, what do you call it, weight of the milk.
The way.
And she could have had them in there for a night or two, and then she put the kimmel on it and little round balls.
Oh, instead of, she made little round balls and cooked it that way?
Yeah, no, she didn't cook it.
They let it dry.
Yeah, they let it dry.
Oh, I bet that was good.
Yeah, then she made cookies all the time too, you know.
How did you eat these little balls? Did you
eat them with butter bread?
Butter bread. Yeah. Homemade bread.
Yeah, homemade bread. That's all we had. Nothing but homemade bread.
Did your mother make a lot of homemade bread at a time?
Oh, yeah. She made all the time homemade bread. We never hardly knew what, you know, bought bread was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, too far to the grocery store, wasn't
yeah.
it? How many loaves did she make at a time, do you remember?
Mostly about two.
Mm-hmm.
Two loaves. And then Friday for our dinner was beans and noodles and prunes. And supper was French fried potatoes and eggs and cream cheese.
That sounds good. That sounds
that
good.
That was our supper.
That sounds good. How did you prepare your cream cheese?
Oh, I just put salt and pepper and lots of cream on it.
You let the milk clabber and then...
Yeah, let it clabber and then kind of warmed it a little and then we hang it outside for a half a day so it drips out good.
Mm-hmm. A little sack, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a sack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a sack, you know. You usually hang it on the wash line.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then before you made the cookie, you had to let the...
Yeah, you had to let it get...
ferment.
Form on, whatever you call it, you know. Yeah, until it was good and formed, you know, and then they cooked it, and sometimes we ate it like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was really, really good.
Yeah.
Did you sell your eggs?
Oh, yeah, we sold what we didn't have. We didn't have too many chickens, just a few of them, and what we had left we'd sell. And,
where did you shop? Where did you go to the grocery store?
Lacoste. Yeah, that was the Cattle and Tundra store there years ago.
Did they have a real good stock of stuff?
Oh, what?
Did they have a lot of things in the store?
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of things. And years ago, you bought everything bulk, you know. When you go to the store, they'd have a big bins, and they open them up, and we bought the coffee and the macaroni and everything, you know, bulk, rice and everything. And we bought green coffee.
Green coffee.
Green coffee, and Mama take it home and roast it in the oven.
Boy, but that smelled good, didn't it?
Yeah, it would smell good when Mama roast that coffee.
How did you grind it then?
We had a little grinder. Had a little grinder on the wall and we grind that coffee.
I could smell that coffee. It smells so good.
Yeah, we always grind our own coffee. And the same with black pepper. When we killed the hog, we bought the pepper in a hole and then we grinded it with a little grinder. Had extra little grinder like ours up there. And that's what we use.
Ground your own pepper and your
pepper,
own
yeah.
coffee.
Yeah.
How did your mother fix chicken?
How
did your mother prepare chicken?
You stewed her stuff, something like that, you know. She'd make lots of apple pies and we'd sit there and eat the peeling while she made the peel the apples for me.
What was your favorite kind of chicken?
Well,
do you have a favorite?
Stewed. Yeah.
Did she make dumplings?
Oh, yeah. She made dumplings, too. Yeah.
Did she make homemade noodles?
Oh, yeah, Mama always made homemade noodles. Yeah, homemade noodles. That's what we had on a Friday with homemade noodles and beans and prunes.
Did she make a bunch at a time?
No, she usually made enough for one meal. Yeah.
Did y'all kill hogs?
Oh, yeah, we always killed hogs and killed the cow in winter. Made lots of sausage, and sausage we put in salt and pepper and cloves and garlic and
all
sizes. well, clove and garlic and coriander and garlic.
Yeah, did you raise your own coriander in your yard?
No,
you bought
we usually bought it years ago.
Did you raise your own garlic?
Garlic?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think Mama ever used much garlic years ago that I remember.
Did you have a garden at home?
Garden? Oh, yeah, Mama always had a garden. Raised stuff, onions and stuff, cabbage and stuff. She raised
turnips and yeah. Tell me about hog killing.
Hog killing?
Uh-huh.
Well, Daddy always went deer hunting and went her down to Pearsall, and then he'd come home with some deer, and we'd make lots of sausage and smoke
mix
them.
It with pork, huh?
Yeah, with pork, with deer meat. And we, like I said, we put all kind of spices in, but salt and pepper and...
Did you put the sausage in casing?
Oh yeah, we put it all in casing, sure. All of them in casing.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you make blood sausage?
Oh, blood sausage. Yeah, we roll sugar on and make blood sausage, head cheese and...
Oh, I want to hear how you made head cheese.
Well, we just made it with the... grounded it or cut it up sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then we put salt and pepper and allspice and cloves and garlic and stuff in it. And then we took a little water that we cooked the head in it and put some of that on. Then we pressed, cooked the head, put it in the stomach, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cooked it good, and then we pressed it real hard with the rice overnight. And
then you could slice it, huh?
Oh, yeah, then we slice it.
Oh, that's
delicious. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It was real good eating.
Did you make gallery? Did you make any gallery?
Gallery?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, we made gallery.
What did you make that out of?
Well, out of the feet and the ears. And we cooked them real hard. Then we put parsley on it and green onions and vinegar. And let it chill, and then we eat it. That's that.
Did you make liver sausage?
Yeah, Daddy always makes liver sausage too. We always made them, and we put spices in, like always, you know, all the spices. But
what all did you put in the liver sausage?
Well, like Daddy put a little head cheese in it, in the liver sausage, and then the liver. And then spices and stuff.
And did you smoke that?
Oh, yeah, we smoked everything. Mm-hmm. And even the head cheese. We smoked the head cheese and the liver sausage. And the blood sausage we smoked and everything. We smoked everything.
How did you keep it then?
Well, years ago
you
we
ate
did,
it, huh?
We ate it. Just, you know, it was cold in winter. Mm-hmm. We keep it. You know, of course, like the head cheese and that stuff, we didn't keep too long as the liver sauce. We couldn't put it in ice boxes like we had now. We didn't have the ice boxes.
When you had the hog killing, did you have all the neighbors over to help?
Yeah, usually one neighbor helped. Mm-hmm. He helped us kill. We'd help them back.
Did you have a big dinner then, the day of hog killing?
Oh, yeah. We always had a big dinner. The hog meat for dinner, the ribs and stuff cooked for dinner.
What did you eat with it?
Oh, well, I don't know, potatoes and cabbage and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have. And,
it sounds good.
And years ago, we didn't have an icebox. Then we'd have our butter. And we'd put it on a rope and hang it down the well. So it keeps real nice and stiff in the well. That's the way we kept our butter years ago.
Is that right? And it was good and cold, huh?
Yeah, it just stayed cold in the well, down in the well.
How did you keep your milk?
Well, it clapper right away, you know.
You drank it fresh, and
yeah.
What was left clapper?
We had our fresh milk every day, you know. Mm-hmm. And,
that stuff all sounds so good. Did you have a lot of homemade soup?
Food?
Soup?
Oh, yeah. We always had lots of homemade soup. Yeah.
Tell me what you put in your homemade soup,
well,
or what your mother put in.
Well, usually homemade noodles and cabbage and all kind of vegetables like that we put in it.
What did you eat with your soup? You didn't have crackers in those days. What did
no,
you
I don't think we ever had much crackers. Probably could buy crackers that time, but not. We never had so many.
Did you soak bread in it or anything like
no.
that? No, you just ate it plain.
Yeah, we just ate it plain with the noodles and stuff and rice. And
we need to go on some more with this hog killing. Now, what did you do? How did you render your lard?
Oh, we have rendered it out in a big kettle outside. And then we strained it through a cloth and kept the lard, you know, to use during the summer.
You put it in cans?
Yeah, in big cans. We put it in big cans.
What did you do with the crackling?
Oh, made soap out of it. That's what we made soap out of the crackers.
Tell me how you made soap.
Well, Mama would take a few gallons of water, so many pounds of lard, and she'd cook it, and we'd let it cook a little while, and then after it was cooked, she put the lye in it. And then they cooked it till it was thick.
And your daughter tells me that soap is good for more than just washing and dishwashing. What did you do with your dishwater?
Well, threw it out for the house. That's what we did. The dog got the dishwater.
And why did you give it to the hogs?
Well, they liked it.
They liked it, and the soap was good for them.
Yeah,
huh?
The soap was good for them. They liked the dishwater, and the soap was good for them.
Do you think it kept them from getting sick or getting worms?
Yeah, I guess it did, because they always had nice hogs. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Tell me about your grandpa, and your grandpa had migraine headaches. Tell me about that.
Well, he'd get them in the evening and have in the morning and have them the next morning. And he'd get real red in his face. And he wouldn't eat none. Everything had to be quiet. And all he wanted is that brown soup made, fried it in a flour in a black pan, fried it till it was real brown, and then water on it and beat the egg on it and so. And that's what he always wanted when he had his headache. That's all he wanted.
And that made him feel better?
Yeah.
Do you just brown the flour? Do you just
brown the flour, real brown, in a real black skillet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No lard on it, just brown the flour.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he wanted it.
And then you put what on that, water?
Water on it, and then beat the egg in it.
Mm-hmm.
I still like it.
Yeah, you really? Is it thick? I've never
Yeah, it gets real thick. The flour makes it thick, you know. You don't put too much water on it. Just put enough so it's nice and thick.
You put an egg in it. Do you put any salt or anything?
Yeah, a little salt. Just a little salt. Oh, yeah.
Now, is that sort of like the pep they used to give the babies?
No. The babies, they had milk. Milk and cornstarch. You put milk and cooked milk and put a little cornstarch in it, a little sugar. That's what they fed the babies. That was milk.
And how did they feed it to them?
Well, they put a little spoon.
Oh, it was a little spoon.
Yeah.
Did they put any sugar in it or anything?
Yeah, they put a little sugar in it.
Didn't they make this brown gravy or this brown, what did you call it? Like your grandfather had. Do you have a name for it?
No.
Didn't Didn't they make that for diarrhea when people had?
I think they did make that for diarrhea years ago. I can't remember that.
When you went to school, did you walk to school?
Oh yeah, we walked a mile and a half to school.
Where did you go?
At Idlewild.
Oh, at Idlewild school, huh?
They called it Idlewild. I don't know what they call it now.
Yes, it still is.
Yeah, it was between, just halfway between Lathos and McDonough. Mm-hmm. I think the building is still standing there.
Now, what did you take for lunch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sausage, molasses bread, whatever.
Uh-huh.
In winter.
Uh-huh.
Eggs.
Did you hard boil the eggs?
Hard boiled, and sometimes we scrambled and put them between bread, you know, with mustard on it.
So did you carry it in a little pail?
Yeah, we had a little pail in it. Carried it to school.
Did you take anything to drink, or did you just drink water?
I think we just mostly had water there at school. And it was just an 8th grade school, you know, it was just a little school.
What did you eat when you came home from school?
Had to go work, carrying wood, chop corn.
I bet.
That's what we had to do when we came home from school.
Did you have anything special that you liked to eat? Raw potatoes?
Raw potato. When we come home, we'd eat a raw potato with salt and pepper.
It was crispy, huh?
We usually would do that when Mama wasn't at home today.
They probably would have thought it wouldn't be good for you. What did you eat your molasses with?
Well, like I said, with the cream cheese and with cream and with the bacon drippings and stuff. That's what we had on molasses.
Did y'all make your own molasses?
Oh, yeah, we made our own molasses all the time.
Did you have to help strip the cane?
Yeah, we were big enough to strip the cane.
Can you describe that molasses making to me? Just tell me about the molasses making.
Oh, well, we'd get up early in the morning, take the wagon and mules and go make our molasses. And then hitch up the mules to the press, you know, and then we'd have to stand there and help them, you know, put the cane up there and stuff.
Did it take all day?
Oh, yeah, it took almost all day long. Takes a long time till it was pressed and then till it was cooked, you know. And we had, you know, they had a fire on it. They had to have wood, you know.
Did the neighbors come in and help with that, or was it just your family?
No, just us. We made it ourselves, usually.
Then you put it in jars.
We usually put it in those large cans. We kept it till we took it home. Then we had a bear too, where we had it. Sometimes we put it in bears.
Did you ever make homemade wine?
No, I don't think we ever made homemade wines at home.
Did you make any jellies or preserves?
Oh yeah, preserves. Mama made preserves too all the time. Out of grapes and stuff like that.
Did you have any fruit trees in your yard? Did fruit trees?
Trees?
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't have many trees in the vegetable or fruit trees.
Did your daddy kill any other wild game besides birds or squirrels or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. Squirrels, he'd kill squirrels. He loved to go fishing, that's what he did. He went a lot of fishing up in the Medina River there.
How did you fix your fish?
Well, I reused or fried them. Mm-hmm. Now, my daddy went fishing one time, and he walked over a log, and a moccasin bit him. And he was, and they never even went to the doctor. My mother and Miss Dediger, Miss Louis Dediger, they always treated him. They had extra medicine in the house that they put on there. They cut it open, they had an extra knife or razor, and they cut it open and they treated and put that medicine on. They hardly ever went to a doctor.
And they got well.
And usually when somebody got bit from a rattlesnake, the first thing they called Mama up there, Mama and Miss B, get to treat them. Well, they lived so far from the doctor.
Oh, yes.
From way McDonald was down to the past. And that time we didn't have no automobiles. We had to come in the buggy and horse.
It was a long trip when you're awful sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of medicine it was?
No, I don't. Couldn't. It was kind of glassy white medicine they had. And they put that on.
Yeah. Was he sick very long?
Yeah, they were sick pretty long. But they got over it.
Did you have to grind, did you take the corn to grind it, or did you buy cornmeal ready-made?
We bought, well, years ago this mill was in Castroville here. Mm-hmm. We'd come take our corn and bring it up here, clean it out real nice, take the best corn and bring it up here and have it ground here at the mill for cornmeal. That's what we did.
Good cornmeal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever make hominy?
No, I don't think you ever made hominy. I don't think so.
What did you do with your corn other than that? Use it for feed?
Well, used it for feed and then I guess we sold what we had left, you know. We didn't raise that many. We didn't farm that much like they do now. And we raised quite a bit cotton all the time. And then they take those, they chin the cotton and the seed they feed to the cattle years ago all the time. Yeah, you know.
Cotton seed.
Mm-hmm. We brought the cotton seed home and then they fed that to the cattle. Mm-hmm. That's what they fed to the cattle all the time.
Did you ever butcher calves?
Calves?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only time we butchered the calves is in winter when we killed hogs. That's the only time. But in summer we never killed no calves. Mm-hmm. We didn't have no deep freeze and nothing like they have now.
So you had to buy fresh meat then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could buy the meat cheap in the coast all the time there at the butcher shop. I think Jack Mangold had a butcher shop in Castroville, in the coast there. Mm-hmm. And years ago, you usually, when you bought meat, you got the soup bowl with it. Or liver.
Don't be anymore. Did you get the liver free?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, usually when Mama went to get the meat and the coast, she had to bring for the neighbors all of them along, you know. They were all, her sisters were living there, you know, around there, like Amateur Maid and Ilse's and all them were living there. They had to bring meat for all of them. Well, then she got liver pin for the other guy buying so much meat.
She got for long, huh?
Yeah. You don't get that now anymore.
So you'd have, like you'd buy soup, a soup bone and